Christopher Columbus was the ISIS of his day. He justified rape, murder, and pillage with religion, and he funded his efforts with whatever he could steal. Today, while millions across America are celebrating Columbus Day, the city of Seattle is celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. That's because last week, the Seattle City Council unanimously passed a resolution to honor the contributions and cultures of Native Americans on the second Monday of October. While Seattle's decision may seem unusual, it's actually part of a growing trend. Many cities and states across the country have shifted away from celebrating Columbus Day, and that's because more and more Americans are learning the real history behind Christopher Columbus and his so-called discovery. First of all, Columbus didn't actually discover the Americas, despite what you may have been taught in elementary school. Thanks to archaeological evidence, we now know that there were many other groups from Europe who traveled to the Americas long before Columbus did. For example, back in the 10th century, the Vikings had settlements in what are now Greenland and Newfoundland. And DNA evidence proves that Polynesians came to South America almost a century before Columbus sailed the ocean blue. So Columbus's discovery of the Americas really wasn't a discovery at all. But enough about the discovery. Let's talk about the man himself and what he did to the indigenous people who he found when he arrived in the New World. When Columbus set sail in 1492, he was on the hunt for gold to bring back to Europe, and eventually landed on an island known as Hispaniola, which today is the home of the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Unfortunately, Columbus didn't discover much gold on Hispaniola, but he did find something as good as it, if not better, human beings, people. And Columbus thought that the indigenous people that he discovered would make great slaves. When Columbus discovered the Taino indigenous people of Hispaniola, he wrote back to the Spanish monarchs funding his voyage, saying that they are well built with good bodies and handsome features. They do not bear arms, and they do not know them. For I showed them a sword, they took it by the edge and cut themselves out of ignorance. They have no iron. Their spears are made of cane. They would make fine servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want. Here there are so many of these slaves. Although they are living things, they are as good as gold. Over time, Columbus's real actions in the Americas have been replaced by a warm and fuzzy coloring book story of a bold and brave explorer who set out to discover a new world. But in reality, as we have learned from writings of Christopher Columbus's own men, the bold explorer raped, pillaged, enslaved, and slaughtered people just to get rich.